Can I afford a home? Need I save more? Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, you've owned yours outright for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good morning. You know, one of the biggest drivers of the American economy is the purchase of a home. The housing industry employs so many different people who all generally pay taxes, and then in turn they invest what they make into other sectors of the economy. And then, of course, there are the other direct costs of a home ownership, like furniture, durable goods, building materials, utilities, paint, tax revenues. Buying a home is more than just getting a place to live. If you've saved up for a solid down payment on your new home, that's great. But before you plunk the money down, think about a few more things that you may need to spend on. First of all, do you have enough furniture to fill the house? If you will be taking care of your own yard, do you have tools like a mower, a trimmer, and hedge clippers? How about buying plants, fertilizer, and landscape mulch? You got to have that mulch. That's just some of it. You may want to paint a room, add some throw rugs, or add a ceiling fan. But before you get to all that decor, do you have a vacuum, brooms, cleaning materials, a washing machine, and a dryer? Well, you may be able to do without all those things immediately, but you can see how quickly those things can add up. And they are all expenses that go beyond just the down payment, closing, and moving costs. At a minimum, you'll have ongoing mortgage payments, property taxes, potential HOA fees, insurance, and maintenance costs. I encourage anyone who has the financial ability to buy properly to go ahead and do it. But if you go into it without considering all costs, you may find that you're in over your head and you could potentially end up losing everything that you put into that home. One strategy may be to begin accruing things you'll need, like a washer and dryer and furniture, before you buy the home. Then you can use any excess income to apply towards an emergency maintenance fund, which will certainly come in handy. It's inevitable. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
How about that weather this morning? Yeah.
It's a little chilly, cooler. Yeah, I had to put on a little sweatshirt today.
You've got your shorts on because I guess you said you're going to play tennis indoors or outdoors.
Well, I try to talk the guys into playing outdoors. Maybe a little cool today, but I prefer to be outdoors. But it's cool, so we may be indoors.
The great thing, if you got enough, if you got at least one layer on, and if you're moving around.
Yeah, if you're moving, you're good.
Stay moving. If you play tennis by sitting in a chair someplace and swatting at a ball, you're going to be in trouble.
No, that's not how you play tennis.
Yeah, that's not how you play tennis. You got to get up. You got to move, right?
Exactly. Right. That's the whole idea. Keep the blood moving so I can live to be 105.
Yeah. I know how to play tennis.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
It's just not my racket.
Ba-dum-bum.
You know, one of my...
Yeah, there you go.
One of my favorite scenes in The Apartment, and I think they duplicated in The Odd Couple, is Jack Lemmon straining spaghetti with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
Oh, man.
Very creative. Okay, here it is, National Bosses Day.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, recognizing the hardworking boss overseeing the workplace. Employees across the United States show appreciation and thankfulness to their bosses. In other words, they kiss up to them. They remember their boss's kindness and fairness throughout the year. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to have a big old thing of flowers and some chocolates and some, you know, here for my employees.
Do you remember any especially good boss, one or two? That's just
Yeah, I've had a lot of great bosses.
I did a personal Facebook. I put one out, and I listed over 50. I've got 8 or 9 of the bosses I've had that were okay or two. Some of them were great.
Right.
I did not list the 4 or 5 that I did not care for. But
you know, I haven't been in a lot of positions where I wasn't sort of, I mean, like when I waited tables, it was up to me how much I made.
Yeah.
You know, and to some degree. And my boss was not really, you know, that was like the manager. As long as you're keeping your nose clean, from them, they're happy. You know, so I've had very few positions where I've actually had a boss, except obviously the military.
Right.
But then you quickly become a boss. You know, even if you're like an E3 or an E4, you do take on sort of a minor command level. So I didn't mind that because I was learning so much.
Tough job being a boss.
Yeah. To being a good boss good is boss. A tough job. Yeah.
It's pretty tough to be a bad boss.
You you're kind of our boss here, aren't
I'm not
you?
The boss.
You
I'm
run
not,
the show.
I'm not the boss of anybody.
You're the boss applesauce.
I don't even... Anyway. Thank you, guys. Boss
well,
is dead.
Thank you. Okay.
6:56, Stephen Head, coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Biden is joining into the campaign with Trump and Harris. He's becoming part of the campaign there. We'll tell you about that coming up with Stephen Head at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.